believe that Krishna is dancing on our tongue when we are chanting? Answer: actually, it's something that happens by two things: intelligence and experience. Just like a child doesn't understand the value of currency notes, and the mother tells him, you know, whenever you see any rough paper, tear it and throw it in dustbin. And then one day the father is from the pocket, one 500 rupee note has fallen off, and he just goes there gleefully and is about to tear it. Mother says, "Hey, don't tear it." He says, "You only told me to tear it." "No, this is different." He says, "Different? This looks the same kind of paper." So actually his intelligence has to grow to understand the concept of currency. So when there is intelligence grows, and then later on the mother says, "See, today is your birthday. If you just take this paper, this what you think is a paper, you go to the shop, you will get 500 chocolates." He says, "Really? With this paper? How is it possible?" He actually goes there and then he gets the chocolates. Then he gets the experience. So at a material level, a currency note looks at the same as ordinary paper. But through intelligence and through experience, the child understands that this is different. This is something special. So the same applies to our understanding of the holy name's potency also. The holy name is not different from Krishna. How do we understand that? First, we use our intelligence. We use our intelligence to understand the philosophical principle that because Krishna is absolute, so wherever Krishna, whatever is the manifestation of Krishna, is not different from it. So we may not immediately understand it, but at least we can get a conceptual understanding of it. When the mother explains, okay, there is a currency note that is different from ordinary paper. And then what is the experience? That is actually when we chant Hare Krishna diligently, we will start experiencing a higher happiness. And that higher happiness is not available in any other sound vibrations. So by that happiness, that is the initial test. So that just like if a person is fast asleep, and in his sleep is experiencing an entirely different world, in a dream world, and there is a say room heater or a fire which is keeping the room warm. So because the person is in the dream, the person doesn't even sense that there is actually I'm sleeping on a bed and there is a fire around me. But all that the person vaguely senses is, okay, this is warm, this is soothing, this is comfortable. And then gradually what will happen is the warmth will, as the person wakes up more and more and more, he will start sensing, okay, where is this warmth coming from? They look, okay, this warmth is coming from a fire. Oh, actually there is a fire, there is firewood, somebody has ignited the fire, and then he sees actually there is a complete fire over there. So initially the sensation is just of warmth, and gradually as the person wakes up, then the person starts seeing there is a complete fire over there. So similarly for us in our chanting, so actually our present stage is like a sleep stage. We are in a, from the point of view of spiritual reality, we are asleep, and we are in a state of artificial existence which is like a dream. So even within this dream stage, when we start chanting Hare Krishna, we start experiencing the warmth. Just like the fire's warmth is there, so what is the warmth that we experience? We experience a sense of peace, a sense of satisfaction, a sense of purification and fulfillment. And as we start waking up more and more and more, then our spiritual perception awakens. And then we see actually this warmth that was there, this fulfillment, this peace, that tranquility that was there, serenity that was there, that is coming from some source. And what is that source? Actually, that source is not just the sound vibration that I am uttering with my sound and hearing with my ears. Actually, it is Krishna manifesting himself. So it will be a process of awakening that will help us realize it. So the Padma Purana says that Atah Shri Krishna Nama Adi Na Bhavet Brahyam Indriye Sevon Mukhe Hi Jivvadam Swayameva Spuratyata. So at a material level, we cannot understand this. But Sevon Mukhe Hi Jivvadam Seva Unmukh. So just like when a person is asleep, the person is not aware of the other reality that is there around him. So like that, we are Vimukh from Krishna. Vimukh means Mukh is turned away. So we have turned away from Krishna and we are experiencing an entirely different reality. That is the material reality. But Sevon Mukhe, Vimukh means the mouth is turned away. Unmukh means the mouth is turned towards. So by when we render service to Krishna, our face turns towards Krishna. And when our face turns towards Krishna, Sevon Mukhe, how do we turn? Do this seva and turn our face to Krishna? Jivadau. Beginning with the tongue. But by the tongue we chant Hare Krishna and we render other forms of service to Krishna. Then what will happen? Swayam eva spuratyadha. By its own nature, by swayam eva, automatically, spontaneously, spuratyadha, the reality will become manifest in our heart. We will start understanding it. So, as I said, it's a process of intelligence and experience. And the experience involves a gradual spiritual awakening. And then, as we become purified, then we will understand that actually the holy name is not different from Krishna. So, the acharyas give the example that just as a person who has never seen gold, he goes to a king and he says, please tell me what is gold. He says, okay, you just go up the staircase and you go up to the treasury. And when you go to the treasury, open the treasury, you'll see gold over there. So then he goes up and he sees the gold. Oh, I saw gold. And then when he comes back, he saw actually even the staircase by which he went, that was also gold coated. And he saw that actually this wall that is there, that is also having gold coating. There is so much gold instruments all around. But because he had no experience of what is gold, so he couldn't make out what is gold. So only when he got the experience of gold, then he saw that gold is there everywhere. So like that, when we become purified, when we experience Krishna, then we will experience the holy name is also not different from Krishna. But because we have not yet experienced Krishna, so we can't understand that the holy name is not different from Krishna. Just as a person who has never seen gold doesn't understand that there are other objects of gold also around him. So thank you. Next thing.